If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, I very often get asked, do I need to go back to college to become a designer? Now, if you know my background, you know I have a PhD in design, especially if you are younger. I'm going to encourage you to go back to college to get a design degree. But there does come a time in our lives where going back to college doesn't make a ton of sense. Either we've got kids at home, so we need a fluid way to learn the programs, or we're in our second stage of life and doing a four-year degree doesn't make a ton of sense. It is literally why I built my Design Suite program. I love teaching design. I think those of you who've been around know that. I give you tons of free content here on this podcast, and that's because my goal is to help you become a designer. And sorry, you guys, I'm a little craggy today. I think I'm a little sick. I woke up this morning with just a little bit something going on with my insides, my lungs. So if I don't sound like myself, that's why. I've been traveling now for 3 weeks, and sometimes it starts to take a toll. So anyway, that's aside. So let's talk a little bit about college. So those of you who have been to college know that there's about 2 years that's dedicated to like our preliminary classes. So make sure you have a well-rounded education. For many of you, if you're going to become a designer, you don't need those things, right? Like what you need is practical knowledge in the software. The last 2 years, you're taking those classes as you go, but like we're talking about 2 years of coursework is really dedicated to graphic design work. And during that time when you're in college, we try really hard to teach people a lot of different things. So you're learning packaging design, you're learning color theory, you're learning typography. We're teaching you a lot of different design skills because we want you to go out into the world and be able to figure out what you need to do. Those of you who are listening, most of you know what you want to do. You want to be a Cricut designer, a sublimation designer. You want to be a surface pattern designer. You already know what you want to do. So a lot of that coursework is useless to you. And that's why I like second stage of life designers, because you guys get to push forward faster. Why my program is only 1 year. Because if we can concentrate on the areas of knowledge you actually need in order to become a designer, that's huge, right? It's more concentrated. We can get you and move you there faster. Now, that being said, anyone who's in my program will tell you that and if you've been to a boot camp, the first year is the hardest, you guys. It just is. The first year of design is the hardest. You rarely make very much money. I had a PhD in design and I made very little money because it's figuring out the industry, figuring out the best places, and its number of products. And so very often, one of my main goals for my Design Suite members is that we are hyper-focusing in so that we can make some serious progress so that we can really, really win. So do you need a college degree to become a graphic designer? No. Do you need to know the software and skills? Yes, you do. And you do need to learn that somewhere. Very often I see a lot of designers who are just making patterns. They've been doing it for about a year, and then they're confused about why they haven't made any progress. Very often they're not in the right shop. They're only looking for contracts. They don't know how to move forward. There are things you have to do in order to get better at design. And usually that requires a keen eye and a mentor or a teacher or professor looking over your stuff and telling you what needs to be done. And I have had the luxury of being a creative director, so I see why people's things get turned away all the time. I understand. And usually it's not my decision. Even if I really like the designer, if the stuff doesn't work in our lineup, it just doesn't work. I actually am in the middle of taping my pitching to contracts course. And, you know, there's a lot in there describing why creative directors don't choose what you think that they're going to choose. You think you can just make something pretty. Creative directors have to be strategic. They have to be, they have to understand the marketing, and they have to do what's right for the business. And they're looking for trends that make a lot of sense for you, them. So it doesn't mean you're not a great designer. It just means you haven't been, you're busy making design work. You're being an artist. You're not busy being strategic the way the creative director is. I see this so very often. And one of my goals in Design Suite is to help my designers think more like creative directors, because they're more likely to get a deal. And I want them to. I want them to get a deal. So hopefully that helped you. If you've been considering college, my recommendation is not, if you're in a certain stage of life and you want to move fast, I would recommend skipping college. If you are younger, I'm probably going to recommend going to college, going back to college. But if you have young kids, it's really hard. If you have older kids, it's really hard. And the goal for them is to teach you a broad range of skills. When the truth is, if you can have just a certain amount of skills, you can do freelance work. You can do surface pattern design. There are a lot of things you can do. I really hope that you get to fulfill your dreams by becoming a designer. I have loved being a designer, which is why I teach it. It really has filled my cup up, and I want that for you too, if that's something that you have been going after.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.